Okay, I thought it was a good team win today. Obviously, the offense and Case Keenum played outstanding. But I thought in all three phases we played well. We played well defensively in stopping the run. Thought we played well on third downs defensively. Thought the special teams did a nice job. We hit all the kicks, and we did a nice job with field position most of the day. And the offense obviously played outstanding. So, questions?
I understand you gave the game ball to Case Keenum. Is that true?
That's true. I usually don't give out game balls after the game, but I thought he played great, made great decisions, took care of the football. There was times, he ran the ball when he needed to, so I thought he played great.
Did you see this kind of performance coming in Case? I mean, has it been going for a while?
Joe, you never know what kind of performance you're going to get each week. You just go out there and practice as hard as you can. I think the offensive coaches did an outstanding job. They had, we knew Sam wasn't going to play at an earlier point this week. So we kind of prepped the game plan more towards Case, and I thought they did a great job. I thought Pat did a great job calling the game, along with he got input from the other offensive coaches as well. But we ran the ball effectively, which helps in the passing game. We hit some play actions, and we hit some shots.
Importantly, the three interceptions, you haven't had a takeaway, but you did three
offensive. Well, we needed to get some turnovers. We hadn't had any, and those three were obviously big. They had been moving the ball, really trying to get back in the football game. Kind of got the momentum back on our side. Well, Dalvin's a really good player. He's got great acceleration and quickness, does a good job in protection, catches the ball well. One of the things that kind of showed up, on the last third down, I think we hit, he caught the ball, and the deal was to stay in bounds, but he kind of looked for somebody to go attack. And so, he's a kid that I think is going to continue to get better. You saw some of the tough runs he made today, and I thought the offensive line was outstanding today.
Case's quick snap there on the,
excuse me.
Case's quick snap on that 59-yard touchdown is a veteran move there. Did you see a lot of Rodgers and guys?
Yeah, well, it was Pat. Pat made the call. Pat told him what to do. I mean, it was part of the plan.
Execution-wise, what changed this week as opposed to last week on offense?
Each week is different. Different schemes, different things. I don't know. I'm really just concentrating on this week. Yeah, it was nice for him to get that interception. He was playing a little cautiously, I thought, early in the ball game. He just needed to take a breather and get back in there and go.
Where do you think stand now with Bradford? Is there a chance he can return next week?
Yes. I honestly don't know. It's day to day, and we'll go from there.
Because of that, Mike, how important was it for Case to, never mind the numbers, but just actually put on a performance that kind of instills confidence in him?
I don't know if that was really. It was important we won. I thought we played as a team today. We acted like a team. We played like a team. Did we have a couple dumb things happen? Yes, but we played like a team, and that's what I keep stressing about this particular group that we have. It's a team. They fight together. They work together. They study together, and I'm happy that he had a good performance. And he got help. Diggs made some great catches. Thielen made some great catches. I thought the runner ran well. The offensive line blocked well. So, it was a good thing.
Mike, what is it about Pat's offense that can kind of get guys singled up or find just where the receivers are finding open zone spots?
I don't know that necessarily it's about his offense or, It's a lot of times dictated on what the other team is doing and the plays that they're the coverages that they're running and the different things, and they did a good job during the course of the ball game of identifying the things that we could do and the coverages that they were playing and being able to attack them, and then the offense and then the players execute. I told the players in the locker room before the game. I said, stadiums don't win games. Coaches don't win games. Schemes don't win games. But players win games. And they went out and won today.
What is your take on everything that's been going on with what Trump said Friday in the national anthem and your decision by the Vikings to lock arms today?
I'm glad our guys are a team. I'm a football coach. I'm not a politician. I'm not going to get into any of that.
Did you feel the need to say anything to the club beforehand?
I never said anything to the team. Thank you.